This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, a lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business owner or somebody in a position of making those type of decisions, how they can help you with employee-based retirement plans and some other stuff there. Again, online at klausfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also an opportunity if you miss part of a show, whether it's today's or maybe you want to get caught up on some of the previous programs. Nice little snapshot of not only the markets, but it gives you a link to the most recent podcast. And from there, you can listen to all the shows as well. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com. You can also pick up phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaus Financial. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. And joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Sean. I mean, it's fall, pumpkin spice latte season.
Things are great. There should be a pumpkin spice-free studio, but we'll say that. Malia, how are you doing?
Very good. We were joking about the pumpkins because that was the question last week. We asked our team, who knows what PSLs are? And I think only 3 out of 15 had the correct answer.
Since he's not here this week, can we say it was CJ was one of them?
He was one of them.
That is not surprising. Very good.
Well, behind the times.
Yes. Oh, by the way, you want another quick factoid while we're talking? Number one producer of pumpkins, what state? Illinois. A lot of people
there
don't
you
know
go.
That. Yeah, so our neighbors to the south, fantastic area there. Yeah, we've got a great show ahead. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We'll talk about some of the mistakes that people will make when it comes to retirement planning. You mentioned, of course, an office question you guys put out there. Of course, each and every week, we also do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize again this week, a $25 gift card to Kohl's. We'll do another Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, but before we get rolling on this week's conversation about some mistakes you guys are seeing people make, let's look back at last week and not only get the question, but to get the answer as well.
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening, and congratulations to Sandy from Verona, who was last week's winner. Last week's question was, for persons turning 65 today, what percentage are likely to need long-term care in the future? Is it under 30% or over 50? The answer, according to Morningstar's 2018 report, persons turning 65 today actually have a 52% chance of needing long-term care, which would mean that the answer of over 50% was correct.
Fantastic. And don't forget, we will do another Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later on in this program. Little tip, typically the not only the question, but the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. So today we're going to be talking about the top 10 mistakes people often make with retirement planning. Tell me a little bit about what you guys experience.
Yeah, so, you know, the goal is to try to make less mistakes in different areas of your life than you've made in other things. And retirement is certainly the most important thing we want people to get right. And hopefully when you're listening, you'll be jotting some of these down so you don't find yourself running into issues. So we try to help people avoid these. And so hopefully bells will go off and you'll start proceeding with caution as you get closer to retirement. The mistake number one certainly is staying too aggressive in your portfolio. Now, we do have clients well into their 80s and older who are still wanting to be very aggressive, but we want people to recognize that there's a time and place where you can accept a little more risk and other times when you shouldn't. So normally when we're approaching retirement, you hear about the different asset classes, of course, cash, stocks, bonds, etc. And you recognize that most people understand I should probably back down my stock exposure, which would be equities, perhaps increase my bond exposure, which would be debt, and perhaps just try to have a more of a balanced portfolio. So when we ride the market, you know, ups and downs, that your portfolio is not experiencing too much of the downs, ideally, as we're approaching retirement. I think what we find is a lot of people are trying to make up for lost time. Okay, so they've lived a life and now they're in their 50s and they're like, okay, I'm behind. I've been sending, you know, my kids off to college, and now I need to be more risky in order to make more, you know. And so those are the things that we need people to be careful of. And we'll talk a little bit about taking undue risk a little later. The second mistake people often make is they don't fully evaluate their pension options. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody. Many people do not even have a pension today. We've talked about that on this show, that those are diminishing every year. But if you have a pension coming to you, you don't want to make a hasty decision at the time of retirement. You really want to slow down. So you'll normally see choices that your company may offer to you in the form of single life pensions, which normally offer you the highest monthly income choice, perhaps a joint and survivor choice, which would allow continued income for a beneficiary, and finally a lump sum choice. And so the lump sum choice, which is inviting to some people, what that means is that you could probably take your whole retirement amount, if it's allowed for in your plan, and you could do one of two things. You could cash it all out, which we would say, no, 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 do not do that, because that would become immediately taxable right away. And I have seen people do this because they didn't know and they didn't ask. Or you could transfer it into your own IRA and create your own systematic income, similar to a pension. So what we're going to say is slow down, get some professional advice before you sign on the dotted line for the way in which you'd like to take your pension, because normally your choice is irrevocable. And what we find is people make these choices on their own, and then we meet with them maybe a couple years later, because they're like, we're asking them, what did you end up choosing? They're like, I don't even remember. Nope. And this really has implications for your partner if you're married, and it's just good to know that you've made the right choice. And then the final mistake I'm going to talk about right now is retiring without considering health insurance costs. So these are things, again, tread slowly. We want you to know, you know, age 65, remember, that's the age that you can start Medicare at, which is government health insurance. So age 65 is kind of that trigger point. So if you suddenly decide you're walking out of the job because you've had enough at age 62, and you meet with a retirement planner, the first question we're going to say is, how are you being covered for health insurance? So you really want to explore all those options prior to retirement. You know, perhaps you're going to take COBRA. Perhaps your partner is going to provide health insurance for you. Or you're going to have to go on the Affordable Care Act. That is a risk we do not want people to have. When I meet with people sometimes and they've told me, I don't want to pay the money for health insurance. And that's a risk we're not going to ever suggest anybody takes. So plan. Do not make that mistake.
Really good information as always. Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also submit a question to be read and answered right here on the show at klossfinancial.com. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on in the program, we will get to our Money in Motion listener question corner. You can submit your question right now online, or you can give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. 1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and Andy. Don't forget, as always, Kloss Financial, and give them a call. Set up an appointment, that initial get to know you appointment. It's not going to cost you a thing at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Andy and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 W.
You're listening to Money in Motion with Sean. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Andy Yardrow. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for an initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You pick up the phone right now, make that appointment, 442-5637. Talking about some of the mistakes people often make when it comes to retirement planning. Malia gave us some great examples, people being too aggressive and the wrong points in their life, and of course, not evaluating pension options if you have them. Let's then talk about a big one, I think, for a lot of people, and there's a few areas here that need to definitely be highlighted, which is you know, when you're deciding to take Social Security, let's talk about some of the mistakes you guys see people often making or thinking about making when it comes to Social Security.
Yeah, that's really relevant to mistake number four, which is not looking at Social Security income figures properly. Now, we could probably spend an entire show talking about this, but I'm going to try to boil it down to just really a few simple pros and cons. So let's start with taking it early. Now, the most obvious benefit is that you're going to start getting your money sooner. A lot of people go, hey, I've been paying into this thing my entire life. I want to start getting the benefits as soon as I can, which is totally understandable. But if you do that, you do have to understand then that the biggest downfall is that your monthly payout is going to be much smaller than if you had waited until full retirement age or later. Now, if you wait too long to claim, you will have that larger benefit, but you might have raided your retirement accounts in the meantime, and you might not even break even on the missed income. So this is especially relevant for individuals who are maybe ill or have a shorter life expectancy. Now, the timing of Social Security is really a personal decision, but in general, if you need the money now or you don't expect to live a long time, it may make sense to claim early. On the other hand, if longevity is on your side or you have other sources of income, say you or maybe your spouse is still working, maybe there's a pension to factor in, it might be better to wait. And remember that the earliest you can draw is age 62, but full retirement age is probably between 66 and 67 for most people at this point. So I'll move on to mistake number five, and this is taking too much income every year from your portfolio. And generally speaking, an appropriate withdrawal rate for retirees is around 4 to 5% of your portfolio value, depending on your age and other various circumstances. So in dollar terms, let's just say you retire with $1 million. That means that you can expect to spend between $40,000 and $50,000 per year without having to worry too much about running out of money. Now, again, this is going to be dependent on your specific situation, so your actual number may be higher or lower. Let's do mistake number six, trying to time the market. I think we've talked about this one or two times. Simply put, it's just never a good idea to try to make up for lost time by trying to jump in and out of the market. I've got a saying that I love to bring up to people whenever we're discussing this, and it's time in the market is far more important than timing the market.
Oh, really?
I'll say it again. Time in the market is far more important than timing the market. And what that basically means is that you are far better off picking an allocation that you're going to be comfortable with and then sticking with it through all the ups and the downs of the market instead of trying to guess or time the highs and lows.
Really good stuff this morning. Talking with Andy Yardrow and Malia Cuevas, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klaas Financial. While we're talking about mistakes, let's kind of talk about some of those other areas people should be avoiding. I think things like, you know, get-rich-quick kind of schemes. Those type of things, definitely something to avoid, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and I think I hear the most about these get-rich schemes on the radio. So no offense to radio listeners. But if I hear about one more seminar where people are going to flip houses and you're going to make a lot of money, and I've unfortunately had a client call me before, and she ended up taking out, I want to say, over $200,000 because she told me, she was a year from retirement. She told me that, no, this is real. She showed up, and there was other people doing this at the seminar, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to say, generally, I wish it would work out, but it usually doesn't. So, again, this goes back to what Andy mentioned and I started off with. And we've all heard this adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it really probably isn't true. And to make up for lost time, to try to time the market, as Andy said, you don't want clients doing that, certainly not. But the get rich quick, flipping houses and making a lot of money on that. The other side of things is people have accumulated timeshares. So there's people out there trying to tell you can get rid of your timeshare, just turn over $15,000 and they'll get rid of it for you. There is just, unfortunately, a lot of fraudulent scams out there. So we are a great office to give a call to find out if we know anything about scams that are currently out there, because what we see is they usually resurface about every 5 years. So people have short memories. So we don't want people being scammed to try to grow their savings more rapidly. Mistake number eight, and people aren't going to like this, but stop supporting your adult children. I have four children. They're adults. And it's not that we don't love our adult children. but this can seriously take a dent out of your retirement. So keep that in mind. They have many, many more years to work than you do, and you need to save for your future retirement, or you're going to have to go live with them. And again, this sounds like, you know, hard language when I'm talking to parents, but I have a lot of clients who have 30-year-old children living in their basement, and they're not paying rent. So we got to get a little harder on that, folks, and protect ourselves. And again, our clients are the most important thing, because we want to make sure that they can have, you know, experience 20 to 30 year retirement. So quit supporting your adult children if possible. Mistake number 9, not staying active socially, mentally, and physically. Now, we are retirement planners. We obviously are watching the numbers for you. But if you come into retirement and you've decided all these years that you're just going to get in shape once you retire, I would say that you need to plan ahead for that as well. You need to start taking time for yourself well before you actually go to retirement. So start planning some hobbies that you've never done before and get those in place, so that when you do retire, you're going to be physically, mentally fit to enjoy your own retirement. And mistake number 10, not being tax-wise in retirement. Paying off a mortgage with all pre-tax money in the same year, that could crush you. So you really want to sit with a professional, whether it be your accountant or financial planner. We want you to eliminate debt, for example, but we also want you to do it in a tax-wise situation. So we've had people say, I just want to take out $100,000 from my IRA this year so I don't have a mortgage in retirement. Well, that $100,000 becomes taxable the year you take it out. It's added on top of your other income, which could just cream you. So we just want to be tax-wise when we make big decisions. Consult a professional to help you through that.
Great guidance, great advice as always. Malia Cuevas and Angie Yardrow are retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Coming up next, we will go to the Money in Motion listener question corner. I will get that down sooner than later. That is for sure. It's the Money in Motion listener question corner. We will answer a question there from Dan. We'll also do our Klaus quiz question of the week. I will tell you what the question will not be, which is, what is a PSL? But we will do our Klaus quiz question of the week, and we'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card from Kohl's. We'll hear about that all next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with Andy Audro and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Don't forget, while you're there, if you have a question, you can always submit it at klausfinancial.com. We'll likely read it right here on the air. As a matter of fact, Dan took the time to write in this week for our Money in Motion listener question corner. The question, of course, is from Dan, and he says, I've heard that if I want to retire at 55 and leave my job, that I can use my retirement money sooner.
Yeah, Dan, great question. Thank you very much for sending that in to us. Great question. You know, it doesn't get talked about a whole lot, and it is a little bit confusing. But what I believe you're referring to is the separation after 55 rule. So the age 55 exception is one of those exceptions to the 10% early distribution penalty for retirement plan distributions taken prior to 59 and a half. It allows certain individuals to take distributions from their retirement plans at age 55 or later instead of 59 and a half without being subject to the 10% penalty. In a nutshell, if you separate from service from your employer in the year you're turning 55, whether that be by retirement, quitting, even if you're fired or laid off, you can take money from your retirement plan from that employer without paying that early distribution penalty if you're no longer employed for that company. Now, you will still be subject to federal income taxes, but you'll avoid the penalty that might otherwise be paid if that money was coming out of an IRA or even another older employer's plan. Another important thing to note is just not to confuse this with the date of separation versus the date of distribution. So give a quick example. If you retire at age 54, you can't then at age 55 go back to that employer and say, hey, I'd like to take some money out. I don't want to pay that penalty. Everything has to happen when you retire from the employer 55 or later.
Really good advice. Really good information. Definitely want to jot that down and keep that in mind. Of course, our retirement planning professionals, both Andy and Malia, they come to us from Klaas Financial. Online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Kohl's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this: at what age does Medicare, federal health insurance, become available for Americans? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Kohl's. Don't forget as well, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, it is complimentary. Telephone number 442-5637. Andy, Malia, always fun hanging out. You guys have a great week.
You too, Sean. Enjoy a PSL.
Oh, yeah. Probably not. Thank you, guys. Great to see both of you. And, of course, Dr. Hemkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.